The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Or Ray at RTE.ie. Now, we spotted an article on Image.ie by Dominique McMullen, who's a first-time mum. And she's been writing about the reality of motherhood and the fact that maybe she wasn't told the truth about it. Dominic joins us in studio. How are you doing, Dominic?
Hi, I'm good.
So 5.5-month-old little Kai.
Yeah. He's just in studio there being looked after by your colleagues.
Yeah, and you wrote a letter to him.
Yeah, I did. I think I kind of went into motherhood not really expecting what came. I had a really nice pregnancy and I was, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I was ready for the challenge. And it was just a bit of a shock. I felt a little bit lied to by... I had women who talked to me and who'd said to me kind of quietly little things like, you know, if you ever need a chat and here's my phone number, you know, to talk about whatever it is at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I just don't think there's an actual kind of national conversation out in the open about how difficult it really is to be a mum, especially for the first time. I found it just a shock.
Did you?
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Well, maybe people are protecting you from the truth, but once you've told them you're pregnant, there's no going back.
Yeah. So. I a lot of people have said that they want to protect young mums and new mums, but I actually think that's a bit of a disservice to young women. I think that they're not going to not get pregnant because they hear that it's tough. They're not going to turn around and, you know, and freak out about it. I think young women are really powerful. They're strong. They can take it. But to be not told anything is a lot worse.
Okay.
You know?
What were you not told then? What shocked you?
Just the overall experience. Like I had, my birth was not what I expected it to be. I went into the birth. I'd done a lot of hypnobirthing. I had kind of, you know, fake candles and spa music. And
you had a birth plan.
I didn't have a birth plan. Okay. Because I know that that's not really a great idea.
Okay.
I knew it never goes the way you expect it to go, but it really, really didn't. It was, and I think I was unlucky in that. And I know that lots of women do.
What's
have
hypnobirthing is where you don't use pain relief.
You can use pain relief, right. But it's that you kind of do lots of visualization techniques and kind of calm yourself, and you go into the whole situation feeling positive about it and using your breathing. But the birth kind of shocked me. So from the start, I felt like I was on the back foot because of that.
Well, what in particular shocked you about it?
It was just a tough birth. I was unlucky. I had all the painkillers. My first epidural didn't work and there was lots of kind of issues around it. But it wasn't just the birth. It was everything then afterwards. It was kind of, my hormones were all over the place as they are, which is really normal. And I just... I cried a lot. You have to wake up every 2 hours to feed them in the middle of the night. And because of the birth, I was physically not well. But then emotionally, I was all over the place. And then I think what made all of that worse is that I didn't know that that was normal.
Yes.
And I thought that there was something wrong with me. I mean, yes. I know about postnatal depression. I didn't think I had postnatal depression. I wasn't sure. I just was worried that I was abnormal and that I was finding it so, so hard.
So there was a huge gap between your expectations and the reality.
Yeah, there was.
And you're not blame is a big word, but you're suggesting that maybe if people had been a little bit more honest with you, that gap wouldn't have existed.
I think it's just important that women know that if you're finding it really, really hard, that's okay.
Yes.
And you're not a failure because of that. And it's not abnormal. And it doesn't mean you have postnatal depression. I mean, it might. And that is a very serious, you know, thing that affects lots of women. But you can also just have the baby blues and feel a bit down and it be hard and have crap days. Like, we all have crap days.
You work as a journalist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, is it that women didn't have a voice to say these things up until recently? I don't know. Is it?
No, I think you're right. I think it's a number of reasons. I think that's one of the reasons. I think women now, you know, more than ever in the last decade are having a voice where they didn't have one before, and they're talking about things that weren't spoken about before. I also think there's a bit of kind of shame and mum guilt around talking about these kind of things, because I think people feel like it might sound like they don't love their baby, you know, to the ends of the earth, or that that they're a bad mum or they're failing in some way, because not every situation is positive. But I think what I just want people to understand is that there are amazing highs. I mean, my little boy is the best thing in the whole world, as every mum I'm sure would say, but there's also really low lows.
And I suppose maybe something to do with the human brain as well. You know, that when you get out the other side, it's the joyous things that you remember.
Yeah, you wipe away the bad memories.
Yeah, because how often have you heard, you're expecting to, it's going to be the most joyous occasion in your life. It'll change your life completely in a positive way. Yeah. And it's all that.
And those things are all true.
Yes, but they don't then qualify
it
a bit by you'll have a few couple of tough months and maybe you'll have a problem breastfeeding. Was breastfeeding a huge problem?
I was really lucky in that breastfeeding wasn't such a problem. I mean, it was still a problem in that it's hard. You know, the first few weeks are really hard and that it's kind of the relentlessness of it. But I was lucky in that it kind of worked. It was the whole scenario for me was just unexpectedly bad. I knew it wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah, poor thing.
No, sure, I'm grand now. I mean, I'm still in it. And like, he's only 5.5 months. I know there's a lot more to come. Mm. But yeah, I just really want women to talk about it more, you know?
When you actually, lay it out as it happens.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that it's tough. Sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a tough birth, you're not well. If you have a cesarean, it's major surgery.
Yeah.
So you know, like, you've had major surgery, then you're sleep deprived.
Yeah. And your hormones. I mean, don't underestimate the power of those hormones. I watched Planet Earth on day like 5 or 6, and it was unfortunately the scene where the walruses, have you seen Planet Earth, the walruses all jump off the cliff and commit suicide. It's awful. And I sobbed and sobbed and sobbed and sobbed.
Yeah.
And half an hour later I was the happiest I've ever been. You know, it is a real roller coaster of emotions. I can hear him in the studio there.
He can hear your voice probably.
Yeah. Okay, Kai.
So it's getting easier.
It's getting so much easier. Yeah. I mean,
what about your partner?
He's amazing. Yeah. I was actually trying to figure out today about the extra two weeks paternity leave and the budget. He is lucky enough that he had his own business, so he's able to support me for the first kind of 8 weeks. If he hadn't been there.
That's a luxury, isn't it?
Oh, such a luxury.
Because so many women, including my Jenny, report and talk about the day where their partner
leaves.
Yeah. So I think I was off for 2 weeks. The first when Kate was born, and then looking,
it's not enough.
Oh no!
I mean, I really would have been lost without him. He was a pillar of support for me. My mum also, you know, came over and just cooked meals, and everybody tiptoed around me. I think another really important thing about that period is that, I mean, I was lucky in a way, because the doctor said, look, he'd had a bit of a thing after birth. They said, don't have any people handling him or too many guests for the first 3 or 4 weeks. And that was such a blessing. I kept everyone away. I just had my mum and my husband and a few close family. And I don't know how in Irish culture we have this thing where everybody piles
over
in the first few weeks.
Because we've been talking to Tanya Sweeney about her pregnancy and her birth, and that was the thing she was saying as well.
Like, it's madness.
Yeah.
And to be up making tea for guests and trying to keep the house clean, like, who wants to be doing that when you have a tiny newborn?
Doesn't make sense.
No, it's the opposite. And lots of other cultures, they do keep the guests away for the first month. So I think we need to...
Let's see what they're saying. I'm a mum of three, and this is so true. People don't talk about how hard it is. I felt the same. I now find myself opening up and talking about struggles to friends who are new mums. It drives me mad when people talk about what a lovely time having a new baby is, and to cherish the bonding and precious time with the baby, etc. It can make new mums feel awful, because invariably they don't like that.
Yeah.
We need to be much straighter with each other for all of our sakes, says Maria.
Yeah, and it's interesting what she says, that once you kind of become a mum, you suddenly become in this little club, and all the other mums suddenly gather around you and say, it's okay, it is shite, you know. But they don't say that.
They don't say
it's too late. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been honest about my motherhood ups and downs. I'm not on Instagram, etc. And I think that's the hole that everyone falls into. It's not perfect. It's hard. It's lonely. I don't have any family around, and therefore I have to get on with it. Yeah. Whether I sink or swim, your guest is good enough, and that is enough. Keep on keeping on, says Maeve.
Thanks, Maeve.
And O'Jays is Ray. I'm at home here with a 5-week old. He's my second son. I'm breastfeeding and I thought it'd be much easier this time round. It's not. It's so hard and it definitely takes a village to raise a child. And that, I suppose that's a problem as well, the way the world has gone.
Yeah. We're all so isolated.
They're smaller families and the luxury of an extended family doesn't exist for an awful lot of people.
Yeah, I know. No, I've said oftentimes talking to other new mums that if we all lived in, you know, a village, you know, in a tribal village like we would have however long ago, it would all be so much easier. But we'd all be helping each other.
But even my generation, like our granny lived across the green from us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she was over every afternoon to help my mum out.
Yeah.
You know, so it's changed in that two generations.
In that
time. Yeah. Well, I'm quite old. I'm glad to hear Dominique talk openly about this. As a sleep consultant, I talk to a lot of mums, and this is a huge issue. Mums feel guilty and ashamed because they aren't loving every moment. Motherhood is hard. We need to be open and honest about how we feel. And you're missing little Kai out there. I can see you're looking out.
Concerned. Yes, he's fine. I can see him.
Lisa has two of her own, and she's just back from maternity leave, so she's
good. She, yeah. In good hands.
Yeah, yeah. She's match fit. So more conversations about this.
And I think the social media point there is really interesting. I think, you know, social media can be a real issue around this and that people are portraying, you know, beautiful, magical rainbow times. But it's also, for me, been a really nice tool to talk to other mums and to kind of feel support from other mums, that there is a real kind of group in there, that once you kind of are following the right people and talking to the right people, it's been a massive support for me.
And the other thing which we haven't hit on, I don't know if it happened with you, is the realisation that this is for real and forever.
Oh, stop. Yeah, I know. That gave me a real fright. Which sounds ridiculous. You know, I was pregnant for 9 months and I meant to get pregnant, but suddenly when you have a little baby in your arms, it is like, whoa. There won't be one day when I don't have this baby for the rest of my life, you know? Touch wood, God bless and all that. But yeah, it's a shock.
See, all of those things.
Beautiful.
With the hormones and the sleep deprivation and all that. So yeah.
You're a lucky man, Ray.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky that I'm a man. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
As opposed to a lucky man, yeah. I agree. First baby is so incredibly hard, but I never tell expecting mothers what to expect, because when I did, they never listened. So I stopped. I think it's right that people have their own experiences but have and need support after the birth. No birth is easy, no birth. The expectations were much less of women years ago. We are so lonely and often far from family now. Mm. Be brave. Sing. Pram Jam Singers is a choir where... Oh, sorry. Pram Jam Singers is a choir where you can bring your baby. Great to hear. For your mental health is more. I don't know what that
sounds
is.
Sounds great.
Yeah. That's a Pram Jam. That sounds
there's
great.
There's a few great mum groups, actually. Yeah, there's a few really supportive kind
are
of...
Are these online?
Yeah. No, in real life.
In real life.
IRL. Yeah.
All right. I've never heard that expression before. IRL.
Yeah,
in real life.
In real life.
Okay.
There's a gym that I go to, Empowered Mama. They do workouts with your baby,
right,
or swim clubs where you can go and swim with your baby. There's great things out there, but you have to go and look for them, you know, like any of these things.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, and
good
luck. And it's a pity I can't get to meet Kai there. He seems happy enough out there.
He's waving.
We'd hear him if he was crying.
Yeah.
Dominic McWillan. So thanks, you write for image.ie.
I do, yeah.
How long are you off for?
I'm going back at the beginning of next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Dominic.
Thank you for having me.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.